Okay. Let's see. All right, when were you born?
When? 1921, March 3rd, 1921.
So you're a year older?
No.
I mean, he's
no.
a year.
He's
right.
a year older.
Okay, who's your mother and father?
Chester and Florence Waddell.
Do they live in Bremen?
They lived in Harrison County, I guess, all their life.
My goodness. Mm. So that's where you grew up, was in
yes.
Harrison County?
Mm-hmm.
Never met until you got married?
No.
Just stayed?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. And did you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
One brother? Is
mm-hmm.
he still alive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Curtis.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Does he live in Bremen still?
No, he lives in Marietta.
Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
This is my favorite
house. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see. So you went to elementary school in Bremen?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it then? It went over there, where it is?
About where the library is.
Really?
Yes.
Is that where the high school and everything was?
Yes, everything.
Just right
there? In that area.
Uh-huh. Oh, neat. Did you go to school 12 years or?
11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So you graduated from Bremen?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what year was that?
1937.
37.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't married yet,
though? No.
Wait till you got 21, then.
No, I had to go through nursing training.
Yeah,
before.
What made you want to be a nurse?
Just wanted to all my life. I can't
really?
Tell you why. That was just the only thing I ever wanted to be.
Oh, were there a lot of women in that field?
No, and it was not too well thought of at that time, really and truly. I like people thought, well, if you see men all undressed and you're having to bathe them and, you know, take care of them and everything, it was just sort of frowned on them a little bit. And I thought she wouldn't be doing this at all.
God, now, that's
But later
that's
on,
great.
Later
uh-huh.
on
So where did you go to school from?
George
Baggins.
Mm-hmm.
How long did that take?
3 years.
Just 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And you were an RN after that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's three. It's the equivalent of four because you go in straight through and you don't stop it.
Oh,
in the summertime. You didn't have
oh, you went straight through?
Straight through.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I've had that vacation.
Yeah.
let's see. Did you commute? Did you drive from Bremen up there? Did you live up there?
No, I lived.
Yeah, on campus?
In the nursing home.
Oh, neat. Did you meet a lot of people up there?
Oh, yes.
There are a lot of women?
Yes,
did their families like them going through it, or were they like your family?
Well, I guess most of them really had some reservations about their daughters being nurses, but I didn't hear too many complaints, but I'm sure most of them felt kind of like my family.
Yeah.
They'd rather they do something else.
I know. Well, there wasn't a lot. You could be a teacher, or?
No, that's right.
There wasn't a lot
that
for
was
women.
Not my cup of tea.
So you came back to Bremen to be a nurse?
No, I worked at George Baptist after I graduated. I worked in the operating room as assistant supervisor of the operating room. And I worked at Emory for a while.
So you saw some really bad stuff.
Yeah. And then I worked for the Red Cross and Blood Donor Service.
Right.
About a year, I guess. And then when he came back from South America, I started traveling around working wherever he was most of the time. But I worked in Washington, D.C.
Was it easy to find work?
Oh, yes.
Really?
No problem at all for a nurse to find a good job. I worked in Washington in a doctor's office.
Oh.
And then at other places, I used to do private duty.
Where you went around people's houses?
No, you went to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And so work whatever shift. The hospital could call you. You just go on a register at the hospital.
Oh.
And then when they need your private nurse, they call you and say, we need somebody for such and such shift.
Oh.
And you go and work that shift. And, there's no problem getting you. You can stay busy all the time.
Well, that's good that you had that then. You enjoyed that. So you didn't work anything else. You just...
Well, when we first got into Rapid City, Rapid City, South Dakota, my uniforms had not caught up with me. We'd been shipping. And I didn't have any uniforms, and we were out of money.
Oh,
I had to go to work somewhere, and I went downtown just looking, and at a Montgomery Ward order office, similar to the Sears order office.
Yeah,
okay. Had one of those. and they had a sign in the window that they needed a clerk. So I walked in and they had it there.
On the spot.
I wrote orders. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of Indians with real odd names.
Oh, no.
Red
Kettle. Oh, no.
But it was really interesting because I met a lot of unusual people, different kinds of people. And I worked there until my uniforms came, which was probably a month.
Really?
It was right at Christmas time, so
then they
had a lot of orders.
I bet. Mm-hmm. So when your uniforms came in, you went back to...
Then I went doing private duty at the hospital there.
Did you have to work to get the money?
Did I have to?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I needed to. Right?
Yeah.
Because
most people,
servicemen didn't make a whole lot of
that's
money,
right. Mm-hmm.
And we were, just living. We at first we just had a room, and then we did manage. After I got to work for a while, we switched mm-hmm. down an apartment where we could cook.
Yeah.
So we didn't do too bad.
So y'all got married with just no money? Or?
No money.
And just started from scratch.
Just started.
But
he was, as soon as we were supposed to be married, he didn't bring them.
Uh huh.
No big wedding, just the family that to be married in the church. The idea of just being married in the church. He was getting leave and coming home. Well, the night before he was to come home, he called me and his leave had been canceled. And he was on shipping orders. He didn't know where he was.
Oh, no.
So my mother and father and my sister-in-law and his mother and sister got in the car. We drove to Montgomery. The chaplain... His chaplain married us at his house. I stayed down there, and the next night we came through Atlanta going to Washington, D.C., and Mother and Daddy met me with my clothes. They had them pay. They met us at the train station. Then you could come down and take the train. Now you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
But then they could, and so went to Washington, and... He was at Golden Field, and he stayed about six weeks with them. He went to South America, I think.
What did you think when he was gone? I mean,
it was awful. It was bad.
You were from Washington?
Well, I lived there, and I came back and went back to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
and went back to work because I did private duty. Mm-hmm. And then from that to the Red Cross. So
did you try to stay busy when I was gone?
Oh,
so you wouldn't think about it?
I had to stay busy.
Did you get lots of letters from him?
Oh, no, you'd not do good.
got them. Did you get to talk to him on the phone or anything?
No, I heard from him about that.
Sometimes you didn't know where he was.
No, there were times that he was in, even on mission down in the jungle flying, and I didn't know where he was, didn't hear from him.
That would be terrible.
It was bad.
I just don't think I can handle that.
Well, you do.
You
do.
I was
young. We handled it, but...
Gosh. So then he got back from South America.
Uh-huh. And then he went to Bowling Field, and as soon as he got there and was established, I went to Washington.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in Washington, D.C. for about a year. And I stayed there. We got an apartment.
I bet that was when I was living in Washington.
Well, yeah, I guess it was. It was just in the beginning of all this race stuff. And, I was accustomed to the South. Black step back and you on ahead, and I wish I could get on a streetcar or something.
Were they separate, they were in the South?
No, they'd come. One would hold, a man would hold his hands across the door and let all the lights come on, and we'd be standing back there back up, and I'd get into a fight and knock him down and knock some of them down and get all the
things. You're going to get us killed. So did they have a lot of marches and stuff in Washington?
No, they didn't have any marches. It was just early in the thing. It was just really beginning to be. So
it was a lot different than Greenland.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the same when you went to Michigan and all that, or...?
Well, no, we didn't actually see many Indians, but no.
A lot of Indians, really?
South Dakota. We live in South Dakota. We saw a lot of Indians there, but
Were they discriminated like the blacks were?
Certain amount. Not really bad or anything, but you could tell. We didn't make any difference with them.
Yeah.
But we just knew we didn't come in contact with them that much, except that
the elbow rub it down.
Right.
Didn't go to the spawn places. But it was not. We met a lot of different people, a lot of different kinds of people. Lived in a lot of
different places. I bet that was neat. Do you think that had any effect on your life later, that you met all those different people and were exposed to that kind of thing?
Oh, I think so. I think it always is like an education.
Right.
You know, seeing things that I never would have seen coming from Brayden.
Exactly.
As a little country girl playing here all my life. And, oh, sure, it made a big
difference.
You got to see Deadwood, South Dakota.
Deadwood was pretty.
That's where, you know, all the Western food.
Yeah.
Something about Deadwood, you know. We got to go in a lot of saloons.
Oh, neat.
They were very similar to the old West.
Really?
What you see in there.
It was really interesting. So did y'all get to go out a lot, during the war and go out to eat or go to movies? I thought they would close everything down, but they didn't. They kept the movies going and everything.
No, in every place he was, we went to movies or went out to eat or just, And we went a lot on the base because they had an ECO club and cheaper.
Yeah.
We went just about lightly.
Were most of the movies about the war, or were they about better times or anything? Or do you remember? Most of the movies, what were they about?
They're more positive town than I would like. They'd love stories.
Yeah,
it was a lot of positive.
To get your mind off the war and things?
Yeah. But a lot of them were about the war, maybe not the fighting, but about the boys going away and coming back home. It's usually a love story involved. Maybe it's
a far different workout. That's the truth. When you were a nurse, did you see any like men coming back from combat or anything like that?
No, not where I worked.
Did you ever hear?
Both of them went to the military hospital.
So you never worked at one? Mm-hmm. Did you just not want to work at one? Or?
No, I had a job and I just stayed there and was. And then, too, most of the people that worked at the military hospital were in service complaints. They were nurses that were already in service, so I
didn't try to do anything. Do you remember anything about the Depression?
Very little. I'm like Steve. My family had a farm and they raised their own beef and hogs, and then we had a little country store. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that I knew, that we just didn't have, but we just never had a lot. I didn't really miss it that much. We had enough to eat and enough to wear. And we never suffered that I remember.
Did you have to work on the farm a lot when you were little?
Very little.
Very little.
Very little.
You didn't like it because I hated the farm.
You didn't like living on the farm?
I never need no help. My brother did, but I didn't. But, I did chores on the farm, sure. The chickens, I fed the chickens, little things. But, and I did a little farm work,
Y'all didn't raise cotton or anything. You just had.
Yes. They had cotton, corn. They had all the crops.
So you just your family sold that for their income.
Yes.
So, did they do all right during the Depression? Still selling that, or did they have to? Like some people had to leave their farms.
No, I think they did. Okay, had to be real close.
Right.
I had very little, but we were just like everybody else. And there was some fine shape, and we never had a whole lot. So I really don't remember suffering. I knew there were times we had was kind of tight. We had to be careful. We didn't have a lot of money.
But you still had plenty of food.
We had plenty of food and plenty of way. And I never really realized that we were worse off.
Do you remember where you were, what you were doing when Pearl Harbor was attacked?
I really don't. Well, I should. I certainly should remember, but I don't.
What was your reaction? Did you know it was coming?
Oh, it was a terrific shock. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. It was just
did they just come over the radio and announce it? Or?
Just started announcing it. It was just horrible, you know. You never knew whether some of your friends were there or somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just a bad experience.
Were you afraid that Steve would have to go over there?
Didn't know.
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I'd be scared of that.